two lonely years I've traveled. Now I've come home. Two lonely years I've traveled. Now I've come home. Left my wife and children for money to roam. Once I was poor but happy, I smile without a sound. Once I was poor but happy, I smile without a sound. But the debts were getting higher, so after fortune I went. I travel roads and highways 3,000 miles or more. I travel roads and highways 3,000 miles and more. I made not many friendships, and those I did weren't with the Lord. I've seen shores and I've seen mountains. I've had both smiles and tears. I've seen shores and I've seen mountains. I've had both smiles and tears. But still I have no money. Come back to find the truth of all my fears. Now I've come back here to Boulder. My wife and family gone. Now I've come back here to Boulder. My wife and family gone. My house was where you're standing, buddy. I've been gone too long. They say my family sold a house and caught a greyhound going east. They say my family sold a house and caught a greyhound going east. So now I'll go on traveling, my thoughts of love and family must see. Two lonely years I've traveled, made me wise but made me sad. Two lonely years I've traveled, made me wise but made me sad. Now I know the life I've led here is the only happiness I'll ever
For further information about this week's program, we invite you to visit www.towardtheunknownregion.com. towardtheunknownregion.com. towardtheunknownregion.com.
Exactly what we're doing here. We're keeping on telling the same old story week after week. Hello, Les Newman.
Hello. And hello, listener.
We've fallen down the sewers of time and we've popped our heads up and found that it's the 4th of September 1970. So we'll climb out of the manhole, Les. 50 singles released this particular week. We began with Justine on the Uni record label. It's called Back to Boulder. That was the B-side of their single. I think the band was about three blokes and one or two girls.
Yeah, looking at the images, that looks
I think they were, I don't know if they were American or I'm not quite sure. And then it was The Greatest Show on Earth from their album The Going's Easy. Do you remember those intercity train adverts?
Yeah.
The Going's Easy. And on the LP sleeve for that album, done by Storm Thorgerson, I think. You know, they were called Hypnosis. At the time, and on the train, they're in the corridor of the train, and on the other side of the gatefold, they're on another train passing by, looking out of the window at themselves.
Harvest Records.
Yeah.
They made two albums, and they had a big hit around Europe with Real Cool World.
I've got myself a Real Cool World. Yes, I know it well.
Yes, and that was their big hit.
And they were the ones that wrote what was a big hit for the Hollies, Magic Woman Touch. Let us carry on with the other side of the Justine single. This is called She Brings the Morning. This is the A side, but I think we've already heard the better side.
She turns round like a lady. She greets me as a friend. She's the one who gives her feelings, takes away the ones you lend. She lies so quiet beside you after the night. Softly to you, and every time you sigh, she's the one who learns to help you. She's the one that tries to cry.
Listening, I hope, but joining in with all these tunes you know so well.
They took the whole Cherokee Nation. on this reservation. Took away our way of life. Tommy Hawk and the Bowie knife. Took away our native tongue. We'll be right back.
the first single on Reflection Records, RS1. The band were called Andweller. They had been called in the past Andweller's Dream. That was the A side. An instrumental called Michael FitzHenry. Not much chance of a hit, but I guess they were perhaps thinking if Fleetwood Mac could have a hit with Albatross, and oh well, then why not? Why not give it a go?
Mind you, he did have a big hit with Lewis, was he a guitar player? Anyway, he was one of their composers. Dave Lewis, is it, was in the band. He went on to compose Happy to Be in an Island in the Sun, which was actually made famous by Dennis Reesop.
My hero.
Yeah.
From Aphrodite's Child.
Yeah, and he actually wrote that. Dave Lewis, which was in Undweller's Dream, actually wrote it.
Oh.
So there we go. That's an interesting...
Full of facts and information. We began with Justine, and she brings the morning, and my colleague here said, yes, three girls and two guitar blokes, including John McBurney, who was in Jackson Heights.
That's right, yeah.
So, and I loved Jackson. That was Lee, was it Lee Jackson out of The Nice?
Yeah, that's right, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, and in the middle, it was, we have stumbled upon, I'm not sure it was actually a hit in the United Kingdom, Don Farden, Indian Reservation. There we are playing the single on Youngblood Records, but it was originally released around 67.
Written by J.D. Loudermilk.
And it was originally released about 67 or 68 on Pi Records. I've got that single in there.
It was written by John D. Loudermilk, and I can't remember, name escapes me, who actually made the original recording. Obviously, the Farden one was a cover version.
Yeah, yeah. Let's hear the other side of Andweller with Michael Fitz... No, not Andweller.
They sound like the sort of band that John Peel would play.
Yeah, yeah, Andweller, a.k.a. Andweller's Dream. This is the B-side of their single.
Northern Ireland.
Every little... I can't read my own writing. Every little minute.
I will have you always on my mind. He's slumped. Bent has slumped.
Let's keep our world. clouds sliding by me. Wish I knew what to do. Take a look ahead, don't bury your head like an ostrich below. Everybody stop blowing the top of a wonderful world. Everyone having fun. The world is ours, the place we all share together. And all together, there's such a lot to share. Let's keep our world a fair place for people to live in.
Do we remember this single from Blue Mink, Les?
No, I can't.
No. On Philips Records, Our World it's called. One of 50 singles released on the 4th of September 1970. Issue number 345.
Pass Me By.
Is what we're taking all these tunes from, of the new singles, a weekly listing. Of course, with Madeline Bell on sharing the vocals there.
Yeah.
With, was it Roger Cook?
It probably was actually. Hang on. Can't get it. Come on, hang on. Let me grab.
So that was Blue Mink and Our World on Philips Records. And prior to that, if you were wondering who did that quite good version of Melanie's Bobo's Party, it was in fact Tina Charles. She'd already done at least four singles by this point, and yet she wouldn't have a hit till what, Les? The sort of late 70s?
Late 70s with I Love to Love.
But my baby just wants to dance.
That was much better. That was much better. That was much.
It was good, yeah. The Bobo's Party. I think that was probably better than Melanie's own version of it, actually.
That was a good version.
Yeah. So, yes, we had Madeline Bell singing there with Blue Mink.
Roger Cook, as you say.
And right, it was Roger Cook, yeah. And now we're going to hear Madeline Bell again singing dreamy backing vocals with Manfred Mann, Chapter 3. This is the B-side of their single this week. The A-side we're going to play after this. It's called Happy Being Me. The lyrics are go something along these lines. I could have worked in telephones fixing everybody's bill, but I'm doing what I want to do. I'm happy just being me. So you've got that to look forward to without me singing along to it. And you also ended up kind of in telephones, didn't you, Les?
Well, yeah. Well, I was more doing, I've done lots of things over the years. So I more went into radio telephones than anything.
Yes, yeah.
But I did do an apprenticeship.
At this time, in 1970, it's what you were destined to kind of get involved in, wasn't it? Telephone exchanges and things.
Although I did that as part of the telecommunications engineer thing. Oh. Although I didn't actually work for the post office.
The TTC, the Telecom Technicians Course.
Yes, that's right. We actually got to go through Strouder and
Relay
LR and K and the P wire and all that stuff.
Yeah, did you, and
System X, we did all that stuff.
Did you ever have to go on a training course where you had to wire up some traffic lights, which worked on a Strouder system? Oh, it was impossible. Anyway, yes, that's what Les is giving us, the sound effects of a Strouder telephone exchange. So, Madeline Bell, you just listen to her dreamy vocals. I think Mike Hugg is the other voice you're going to hear here. Devil Woman, followed by Happy Being Me. It's very quiet and very dreamy. This is Chris and Les on the radio. Chris Andles.
Thank you.
Well, Chris is genuinely in the studio, not that you'd notice. You won't be noticing for the next 6 hours either, but...
together we may get away. This much madness is too much sorrow. It's impossible to make it.
It would appear to be the worst idea for a radio show to just restrict yourself to a particular week's singles, but every week it never fails to amaze, does it, Les?
No, that's another great track there. Couple of great tracks.
Yeah, Down by the River, that was the B-side of his reprise single. We'll play the A-side in a moment, Cinnamon Girl. We're just for the purposes of the mono single, Neil apparently swaps vocal parts with Danny Whitten, Crazy Horse, I guess that is. And we also had both sides of the Manfred Mann Chapter 3 single.
That was great.
Happy Being Me and Devil Woman, along with Madeline Bell and her dreamy vocals, and Mike Hug, who would go on to write with Manfred tunes like Ski, the Full of Fitness Food, and Whatever Happened to the Likely Lads, theme tunes.
Yeah,
they were very, very talented, yeah. After we've heard Neil Young...
Whatever did happen to the Likely Lads? Here we are, 50 years later.
Yes, it would make an interesting story, wouldn't it, you and I? I'm Chris, and he is Les. And we hadn't at one point seen each other for, what, about 48 years or so. And after we've heard Neil Young, we'll play Dib Cochran and the Earwigs, one of the rarest Mark Bolan sound vehicles. It was recorded with Rick Wakeman, John Cambridge and Tony Visconti. So stand by for Dib Cochran. See if you can notice the difference with Neil Young's Cinnamon Girl, with him doing different vocal parts.
I can be happy the rest of my life with a cinnamon girl. You're listening to Chris B.
Not just listening, I hope, but joining in with all these tunes you know so well.
From a woman, oh baby, baby, oh baby, baby, oh baby, baby, ah. Well, I saw a girl yesterday, of my life, want to miss my wife. Baby, oh baby, baby, ah, I want you from a woman. Oh baby, baby, oh baby, baby, oh baby, baby, ah. Well, I saw a girl yesterday of my life, wanting to raise my wife, wanting to my life. Well, I saw a girl yesterday of my life, wanting to raise my wife, wanting to raise my life. Baby, oh baby, baby, oh baby, baby, ah. Bum, 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 bum,
before we disappear at the top of the hour, let's hear the B-side of that, Dib Cochran and the Earwig single. This is just an instrumental and it's called Universal Love. And don't forget, you're going to be listening to Rick Wakeman on the keyboards here.
ThunknownRegion.com.